Administrators at Fisk University are trying to sell part of its art collection to keep the school open, but the sale is held up in court until at least February. Yesterday, the school got some good news in the form of a $10,000 donation from a local Baptist church. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports.
Finances on the campus of Fisk University have just gone from bad to worse.
Pray for yourselves that you might be able to focus through our difficult problems. Pray for our leaders that they might be able to sustain our school.
Fisk senior Mia Carrie Long organized this prayer vigil on the weathered stone steps of Jubilee Hall after learning just how bad finances have gotten. The endowment was raided in 2002. The university's losing $4 million a year to stay open, and the lines of credit are all used up. Every building on campus has been mortgaged. Only 25 students of the 800 on campus showed up to Long's vigil. She says many see it as merely another hard time in the history of Fisk.
We always make it through.
By now, school officials had hoped to have $30 million from a deal with a museum backed by Walmart heiress Alice Walton. The two would share the university's famed art collection donated by Georgia O'Keeffe, which sits in storage now. While some Fisk alumni grumble over the selling off of a bequest, University President Hazel O'Leary says a capital campaign alone can't reverse years of losses. That, she says, as the market for students grows increasingly competitive.
Every bright young African-American student has an opportunity to go to many schools. Some places they get full rides and a computer. So we are competing for the best and the brightest.
For HBCUs, or historically black colleges and universities, to compete with traditionally white schools who've reached out to minority students, many have lowered tuition, says Lynn Huntley, president of the Southern Education Foundation.
They have been able to provide quality education at, relatively speaking, much lower cost than their affluent counterparts. But in so doing, they have put themselves in a fragile economic condition.
Even with its financial troubles, Fisk has remained one of the country's top-ranked HBCUs alongside Spelman and Hampton, who are near the top of the heap financially. Of the country's 114 HBCUs, the list of schools in financial trouble continues to add names. Lemoyne Owen of Memphis threatened to shut down earlier this year. Florida A&M was put on probation by the accreditation body this summer over questions of mismanagement. Just last month, Clark Atlanta began implementing cost-saving measures because of a dip in enrollment. Claude Presnell, who is president of the organization that represents Tennessee's private colleges, calls the financial decline of HBCUs a crisis.
Because they are still producing more degrees among minority students than any other sector in higher education.
Though they enroll 18% of the African Americans in college, HBCUs account for 30% of the country's African American college graduates each year. For those HBCU graduates who sing the Fisk alma mater, it will take more than a campus vigil to turn the tide. Fisk administrators are looking at December 15th and waiting for a lifeline. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.